with Frank Sinatra's My Way playing in the background. Thomas Menino walks slowly to the low stage with the assistance of a cane and his family by his side. Applause greeted him every step of the way from an audience of several hundred admirers and supporters.
Thank you, thank you. All right.
When the cheering finally subsided, the mayor immediately sought to answer the question that seemed to be on the minds of many. Why was he resigning?
For the past few months, I've been away in my own place in Boston's bright future. During that time, I've been blessed to regain so much of my health. My physical therapy is going great. That's where I should be right now, but I'm here. I feel better today than I have in a long, long while. I'm back to a mayor schedule, but not a Menino schedule.
But Mayor Menino was also defiant.
I can run. I can win.
With those words, the Faneuil Hall audience again rose to its feet. A who's who of political, religious, and business leaders mixed in with city workers, teachers, carpenters, bus drivers, cops, firemen, and the unemployed on both the lower and upper levels of Faneuil Hall. In the audience also was a bevy of individuals who may be jousting for the mayor's job.
I have no plans to pick the person to fill the seat. I just ask that you choose someone who loves this city as much as I do.
City Councilor John Connolly is already campaigning. Other names mentioned include City Councilors Ayanna Presley, Tito Jackson, and Bob Consalvo. There's also a fellow named Dan.
Well, my name is Dan Connolly, C-O-N-L-E-Y, and I'm the Suffolk County District Attorney.
Okay, so what are your plans?
Well, you know, as I said, this caught me off guard. The mayor was very focused on doing the job that he loves, and I was focused on doing my job, and my job is an important job in the city, keeping our public safe, holding criminals accountable for their actions, serving victims. So I was kind of totally focused on that. So, you know, we got a religious holiday weekend ahead. I'm going to be around family and friends. We're going to talk it over very carefully, think about it very carefully, and probably have something to say about that.
Is there a likelihood that you will run?
Yeah, I can't handicap it right now. I'm going to think about it and give it some serious thought.
Yet another name mentioned in the upcoming run for mayor is that of Councilman Mike Ross.
I think we'll have a lot of time to talk about what I'll do and what my colleagues will do and what everyone else will do in the next few days, but today is for Mayor Menino.
Marvin Vinay, executive director of the Massachusetts Black and Latino Legislative Council, says Menino's legacy sets the bar for the next mayor very high.
I don't think that there is a candidate as of yet that probably compares to the synergy of Mayor Menino. He was a people person, and he was able to really exude a level of energy that touched the even most common individual to the most successful individual. So I think that that's going to be a lot to try to replace. I wouldn't suggest anybody try to fill his shoes. I would suggest they come out as the best candidate for themselves, stand strong, relate to the people in the best way that they know how, and give a vision for this city on how we're going to move forward.
Whoever runs will be running in the shadow of a legendary mayor who reminded his audience that he has not yet retired.
All I'm doing today is say I'm not running. I have 9 months left. Just think of what I could do in 9 months. And I don't have to worry about anything. No voters or anything. We could have some real fun.
Menino presided over a city that has gone from being described as gritty and balkanized to a 21st century persona, more secure about its identity, more neon, more stylish, and more open.
30 years ago, when I first ran for office, my father, Carl, worried I would end up unemployed. Well, January 1st, Pa, Instead, my neighbors put their trust in me. I'm so humbled and grateful. I will find a way to thank all of you and to celebrate together. But first, we still have much work to do. I have no intention of letting up just yet.
And from the podium at Faneuil Hall, Menino spoke of his proudest accomplishment, his relationship with the people of Boston, whom he got to know one handshake at a time.
I did it my way.
Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.
I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was dark, at my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.